This is KCUR 89.3. Rural America has a drug problem. Methamphetamines took hold in southeast Missouri decades ago and have triggered a cycle of addiction that persists to this day. Now meth is spreading to parts of the country where the powerful and super addictive stimulant used to be uncommon. And as KCUR's Frank Morris reports, the experience of rural America may serve as a warning to places that are new to the drug.
I'm walking. It's a sunny fall Saturday, and a special one for Tiny Kulin in the southeastern corner of Missouri. Laura Breckenridge, Wyatt Gutierrez, and Megan Young stroll in the shade, enjoying the town's mild-mannered annual civic carnival.
Just the Kulin homecoming. Everybody gets together. I hope you're not putting that on.
It's just where the whole town of Kulin just kind of meets together and has good food. And it is a nice little town.
It is. It's just a lot of drugs.
Locally produced methamphetamine took hold here in the late 80s, snaring generations of residents like Dustin Siebert.
Started using methamphetamine at 18, 19 years old. And I'd say within 4 or 5 months, I was helping other people manufacture it. It completely took over my life like it does just about everybody else in this area.
Siebert, who says he's been off meth 4 years, maintains that many here aren't. And Amber Windhorst, the school social worker in Kulin, backs him up.
A high number of our kids are affected by drug use in the home, or mom and dad have left because they're out using.
Windhorst says grandparents are raising many of those kids, but in some families, meth now spans 3 generations.
A lot of times we are teaching our children how to survive, because you have everything that goes with the drugs, lack of food, lack of safety, shelter.
Not to mention theft, prostitution, and currently an outbreak of hepatitis A here. And it's not just Kulin or southeast Missouri. NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the T.H. Chan School of Public Health recently asked rural Americans about the biggest problems facing their communities. Drug abuse was top of mind. Fully 1 in 4 people responding to NPR's poll said so. Dustin Siebert says meth use in Kulin dipped early this decade when law enforcement cut off access to key ingredients like Sudafed and cold pills. But he says that's when opioids took hold here.
And then now that they're hammering down on the opiates, guess what's happening? Now the meth is coming back in.
In fact, meth use is spreading across the country.
The usage of methamphetamine nationally is at an all-time high.
Eric Smith is the assistant special agent in charge of the Drug Enforcement Administration's Kansas City office.
It is back with a vengeance, and the reasons for that are twofold. Number one, the product is now produced cheaper, and number two, it's produced at a much higher potency level.
That's because meth no longer comes from small local home labs, like the one that used to sit on this vacant lot across from a school in Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
A meth lab exploded, caught the house on fire, and as you can see, it no longer exists.
Poplar Bluff Police Chief Danny Whiteley says at the peak of the last meth crisis, he was busting 3 or 4 meth labs a week. He says that business has been almost completely snuffed out, replaced by cheap, high-quality imports that have flooded the market.
99% of the methamphetamine that's coming in now is coming in as crystal meth or ice that's being made by the super labs in Mexico. They make the stuff in 50-gallon drums.
Not in plastic soda bottles like the old days, and with ingredients shipped in bulk from China, not carried in bags from the local Walmart. Missouri Highway Patrol Sergeant Mark McClendon says Mexican drug cartels are getting that mass-produced meth to places and to people that it didn't reach before.
I would say that the meth problem has basically exploded across every race and social economic class that you can imagine.
But drug policy isn't keeping pace, and you can see that at the busiest storefront in downtown Poplar Bluff. Southeast Missouri Behavioral Health, where uninsured meth users take a back seat to people using opioids.
Yeah, it's absolutely harder to get treatment.
Mark Wardlow runs this clinic, and he says public funding here prioritizes treating opioid addiction.
Meth is doing a lot of damage, and individuals are turning to use meth instead of other substances, whereas they might have chose opioids in the past. But people are dying from opioids, not meth.
Fatal meth overdoses are actually on the rise. But the damage to meth users' brains, teeth, and hearts is often cumulative over years. Meth isn't killing young people in the numbers that opioids are, and so gets less attention. And unlike with opioids, there's no substitute medication that clinicians can use to wean people off meth. Wardlow says the problem isn't so much lack of treatment as it is the stigma attached to drug addiction and mental illness. And Dustin Siebert says law enforcement is almost completely ineffective against the problem.
The problem is the addiction, and it doesn't matter until they figure out why people want to get high and use drugs. It's always going to be something else.
Siebert thinks he has a solution.
All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and get started. This is the Matthew 25 Project. I think everybody's been here before.
About a dozen and a half people are here on a Thursday night in a stark white room in Quinlan's First Assembly Church of God. Many of those sitting at long white folding tables are fresh off meth addiction. Some are still taking the drug and visibly agitated. Others are here just to support their kids or neighbors. Siebert's is just one of many faith-based meth support groups that he says have sprung up in southeast Missouri.
But I honestly believe that God intends for us to be an addict. It's just not addicted to the things of this world. We're supposed to be addicted to Him and the things of God and the things of the kingdom.
You've got kind of what DA said, everybody's got an addictive personality, where you could be addicted to Jesus just as much as you can drugs.
That's Logan Stowe. Like many in southeast Missouri, he struggles to stay off methamphetamine, even as the drug gets stronger, cheaper, and ever more available nationwide. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Frank Morris.